transport strikes have brought France to a standstill. Their Rugby World Cup hopes have been dashed, and to cap it all, the President and his wife have divorced by mutual consent. Not a good week for the French leader, Nicolas Sarkozy. After just 5 months in office, his political honeymoon has come to an abrupt end. On top of his personal woes comes Mr. Sarkozy's first major political challenge, as workers across the country downed tools in protest against his planned pension reforms. From Paris, John Sparks has this report.
The critics and columnists are calling it Black October, Nicolas Sarkozy's presidential nightmare. Crippling strikes, sporting humiliation, and the end of his marriage. Is this the end of the affair between Sarko and the French people? Searing energy, boundless ambition, and the promise of reform won Nicolas Sarkozy the presidency in May. The people seem to like his plans to introduce welfare reform and liberalize the labor market. Well, that was until many saw the details. This is a major headache for the president, and it came in the form of 100,000 men and women on the streets of Paris. Sarkozy has targeted rail and public transport workers. He wants them to work longer for their pensions. But meet Bernard Thiebault, the leader of the communist-affiliated CGT union. Like a bull with a beetle's mop, he says this reform has to be stopped. He said the president is preparing the public by singling us out. Next, everybody's pension will be drastically reduced. Out in the suburbs, where the train drivers left their carriages, we found a British company that has attracted more venom from the unions. Founded in Sheffield, A4E Trains advises and pesters people back to work, even older ones, and Sarkozy loves it.
People, if they want to work longer, I'm okay with that.
They should be able to do that.
Yes, they should be able to do that. But that's true that in France, less than in UK or United States or so on, we do not really give the chance to older people just to work.
This the brave new world in France. The firm nets £2,000 for every person placed in a job. The unions don't like that either.
Make money, of course, because we are not charity, we are an association, so of course we will make money to do that.
And then a dramatic announcement, subject to much rumour, but now a reality. We got the news at 13:20 this afternoon. What had been a bad week for Nicolas Sarkozy has now got a whole lot worse. He has begun separation proceedings with his wife, Cecilia. The rumours had been true. Now he's got the palace to himself. Life as the French First Lady, not to the liking of this glamorous and headstrong 49-year-old. Her friends saying today she couldn't stand the pressure of public life. Parisians today, even members of the union, stated it was a private matter, not really any of their business, they said. I think the president is a man who has a right to a divorce, he said. I really don't care, said this woman. My pension now, I'm really worried about that. And the other disaster? Well, it's all about French rugby. The president had closely associated himself with the team. The manager, Bernard Laporte, will become his new sports minister. France were practicing today for their runners-up match against Argentina tomorrow night.
Well, there's a large press contingent here and plenty of people from the rugby world, but it's deathly silent here. Everybody's whispering. It feels a bit like a funeral.
The national team and the nation's leader, both in a certain amount of pain this evening. They'll both be hoping for better times ahead.